Gift giving for bird lovers and for birds often involves feeders and feeding supplies. Flimsily constructed wooden feeders waste both money and natural resources, and flimsily constructed plastic feeders exact an additional waste of the fossil fuels used to produce the plastic in the first place. Some feeders are made of recycled plastic. A suet cage constructed of plastic-coated hardware cloth is usually a very good deal. My father-in-law used to make ours from regular hardware cloth, but I think plastic covering the metal is safer for birds and any flying squirrels that come under cloak of darkness. Some suet cakes are better than others. For a while now, I've been using Super Suet Cakes from Duluth's Wild Birds Unlimited store. Since the years when I could get real suet for free or a nominal price at the grocery store, I've never had as good luck with plain store-bought suet cakes as when other ingredients are added. Fruits, dried mealworms, and sunflower chips are excellent ingredients. Until this year, I've always shied away from suet cakes laced with capsaicin, the chemical that gives hot peppers their hotness and repels squirrels and other mammals. Birds cannot taste capsaicin, but I was always afraid that if they couldn't taste it, they might eat enough to irritate the moist tissues in their mouth and esophagus. But as it turns out, the pepper plants that naturally produce capsaicin do so specifically to attract birds while banishing mammals. These plants have fairly soft seeds that get crushed and destroyed by chewing mammals. Wild pepper plants evolved specific bird-attracting features. If the capsaicin was actually bad for birds, they'd have adapted to avoid them long ago. Now that I know this, this season I put out some squirrel-repellent suet cakes without a squirrel baffle. Immediately, one squirrel jumped on and started eating, and almost instantly, it jumped off. When corn or peanuts get wet, they can mold, producing aflatoxins, which are extremely toxic. Corn and peanuts sold for human, pet, or livestock consumption must be certified as aflatoxin-free, but there's no such legal requirement for corn or peanuts sold for wildlife consumption, including bird feeding. I've been complaining about this for decades, but in a world where the very term government regulation freaks people out, I'm not expecting that to change during my lifetime. Meanwhile, I buy whole peanuts only from the grocery store so I can be certain they'll be safe. And speaking of peanuts, a pair of local blue jays is spending the winter around my yard. Now, when I take my dog out each morning, I put a handful of peanuts on my big platform feeder and whistle. That draws in my pair of crows. My jays are not always around then, so I bought a peanut feeder from Wild Birds Unlimited. It's constructed of thin wire in a loose spiral. If you buy just a single kind of bird seed in winter, black oil sunflower is best. Window feeders with plastic suction cups can be wonderful. That's how I always offered mealworms for my chickadees when I was in my old office with the crank-out window right next to my desk. I've been very partial to the Wild Birds Unlimited store in Duluth for years because they virtually always have the specialty items I need, like white millet, and they introduced me to many useful products, such as the suction cup tray feeders that were a hit with my evening grosbeaks long ago. Now, during this pandemic, this local shop has both curbside pickup and delivery. But it's also the only bird-feeding specialty store in town, so I don't have other businesses to compare it with. This winter, some Wild Birds Unlimited stores are selling what they call Share the Joy boxes that have a combination of bird food and feeders that could be very helpful if you want a gift for a beginning bird watcher. Many of the new feeders and offerings I put out in the past week have been from two of these Joy boxes. Whether you're looking at bird feeders for your own backyard birds or as gift ideas for others, and whether you're choosing store-bought or homemade ones, providing nutritious food in a safe way for backyard birds benefits both those individual birds and the individual humans who love to watch them. And no matter how you look at it, that is a good thing. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.